The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the man servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then the servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place if they are unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accordance with his will shall be beaten severely. And a servant who was ignorant of his master's will but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. The main theme is, Jesus says, much will be required of the person entrusted with much. So if God gives you so much grace, if you're not responding, you lose the grace. God is not a punishing God. He's a loving Father. But expect us to do something corresponding to our grace. The more we live, the more grace are given. That means to say, Jesus is giving all of us sufficient grace to carry our own cross. There's no worry. But if you work harder, the more grace will be given. That's the point. Jesus expects that we be always fulfilling the will of God Father, always prepared. Also, the parable, the last day, the day that the Lord will come when you are prepared. And so, once again, remind ourselves, no matter what we are doing, we were doing it yesterday, start again, be a new person. What is important is reminding us always, put on a new self and put away the old self. That means Jesus expects we every moment we live in His Spirit. His Spirit of love, His Spirit of doing always the will of God the Father.